I'm visiting with Scott Longhorn, who is one of the candidates for Boone County Supervisor on the Republican primary ballot. Thanks for taking time to come and visit.
Well, Jim, thanks for offering, and it's good to see you outside of the fairgrounds
outside,
for once.
Yeah, we've been out there quite a bit lately, which is one of the public service things you have done.
You're our go-to announcer guy at the fairgrounds. Whether you know anything about the subject or not, you're more than willing to get up and talk about it.
We'll do our best. That's what we do. First of all, for yourself, let everybody know a little bit about you. What do you do? And your family and everything else.
Okay. Like you said, my name is Scott Longhorn. I live in Pilot Mound, Iowa. I am a fourth generation Iowa farm kid. I've got four kids. They all open enrolled into Ogden Public Schools, so we wouldn't have to go to school in Webster County. Mm-hmm. And I just enjoy public service. I don't know why.
a lot of times it's
more pain than it's worth, but I enjoy being able to help out where I can. Uh-huh. And whether people see it or not, just the benefits of me being able to help out, whether it was on the school board where I grew up and graduated. Mm-hmm. And I was actually the only member of a 7-member school board who actually graduated from that high school, and I served as vice president there, and I probably would still be on the school board there if we hadn't decided to move back here to Pilot Mound. Yeah. 12 years ago to be on my wife's family farm. Sure. Her grandparents' place came up for sale, and we were able to purchase the acreage and move back down here. So right now, I am a semi-retired bovine podiatrist.
Okay.
And you can look that up if you don't know what it is. And throughout my entire life, I've been involved in agriculture one way or another, either farming or providing a service mm-hmm. for agricultural people.
It's ag business. Ag takes on a lot of different business looks, doesn't it?
It does.
It is. A lot of people just think we're doing corn and beans, and no, that's so much more than that, so much more. Running for supervisor, this would be a pretty good size step from what you've probably done in the past, serving on the fair board. Obviously, the fair, that's a whole nother world. I don't know who goes there.
Yeah, so I was on the Boone County Fair Board for 6 years. I was an associate member. Mm-hmm. And then I became the secretary because nobody wanted to be the secretary. And then I was vice president for a couple of years and then president for a year.
Okay.
And as far as why I'm running for Boone County supervisor, I mean, obviously, it's a government job. Who would not want a government job? I mean, the perks are endless. You're guaranteed to have somebody mad at you 100% of the time.
Just about,
yeah. Usually different people, but yeah. Somebody's always going to be mad at you.
Always for one reason or another, right? Supervisor in particular, this is really, you know, hands-on for the county. You've gone to a lot of the meetings. I know you've been there. Is it surprising just how many different things come up? How many different things are going on in the county at any given time?
It's really mind-blowing, Jim. If you look online and you get a description of what the supervisor's duties are, you look and it's like, well, hey, this would be an easy job. They have meetings on Wednesday every week. It starts at 8:30. They're usually done by 11 o'clock, sometimes noon, sometimes 10. And then they have one work morning a week, usually between 8:30 and 11 o'clock. What they don't tell you about are the 5 to 6 or 7 committee meeting or committees that you're on outside of that. And then all the other meetings that take place. And like this Monday, they had a work session scheduled.
Yeah.
So they had a meeting Monday morning at 9 o'clock. That's outside of everything. And if you actually put everything together, the part-time, you know, 2 half-day-a-week job comes out to be almost 4 days a week full-time.
By the time
you add everything up.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty amazing how few people actually go to the supervisor's meeting. They are open to public.
Yeah.
There's no admittance charge. You can walk right in, sit down. You can kind of hide from the camera a little bit so you're not on the Zoom meetings. But frequently, I'm the only one there.
Yeah.
And if I can't go, and I've been going to the meeting since February, and I didn't realize exactly how much work they did as supervisors.
When you see all the little things that come up, and you did get a chance to sit through some of the budgeting, which is always interesting because
right.
So many people are going, well, it can't be that hard. it's a lot. You need to have good department heads, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. And Boone County is very blessed on who they have working at the courthouse, trying to keep everything in check. Currently, I have a bunch of rental properties, so I provide housing for, I think right now, 17 different families. 11 of those are in the city of Boone. Mm-hmm. And so I've got properties in Boone, Stratford, and Ames. So I'm able to see what the property taxes are in three different counties.
Oh, yeah.
Boone is very blessed. We have the lowest property taxes around as a county.
Mm-hmm. At the county level.
At the county level.
Yeah.
And I stress at the county level.
Yeah, people.
The city of Boone, we're not doing so good there.
Yeah. Well, city's a little higher. Schools, our schools are.
The school, we're not doing so good there either. When you compare the city of Boone to the city of Ames,
yeah,
Boone's higher. When you compare Boone School District to Ames School District, Boone's higher.
Yeah. Well, if you start comparing them like Ballard for school and down into Dallas County, yeah, then you're kind of getting pretty close to
right.
So, but yeah, those are some of the challenges, and it is not an easy thing to follow along with property taxes and stuff like that, and then figuring out the assessments and the valuations, which you've been through because, well, I'm sure you've seen Paul Overton come in and do his thing, and surprisingly, we haven't had any. The one thing I like is we haven't had the state come in and do any equalization orders on us.
No, not yet.
So that's been the good thing. I mean, somebody's taking care of their business on this end. So supervisors get to do a lot of different things. Are there some things in particular you really, really are interested in, or is it just the whole job itself?
Just kind of the job in general. And as a basically fiscally conservative Republican, everybody wants smaller government, but there is a need for government services, such mm-hmm. as having the sheriff's department, having, you know, law enforcement, having citizen protection, having good secondary roads. But, you know, along with the secondary roads, there's a lot of things people don't see. Like Boone County is building, I believe, three new sheds this
basically,
year.
Basically, yeah, the sheds.
Right. And through creative measures and out-of-the-box thinking by the current supervisors, they're going to be pretty much paid for here without raising taxes.
That's a good thing. And I know, because you've been out to look at some of those, you've been to those meetings and stuff like that. Anybody who's been by one of the county sheds, the existing, well, you can't go see Ogden's now because it's gone. But
there's a site prep there now.
There's site prep going on, and they'll actually have a concrete floor. That's a good thing.
Well, and it's just like we're working on the county's working on a new microwave tower
yep.
for the EMS system, because the tower they were using was on the top of the box home elevator, which is getting torn down this summer. I believe the equipment was about 15 years old, and yeah. it hasn't been working for a while. It's just, it's outdated.
When you hear that, living up in Pilot Mount, does that, you go, how is this helping us?
Right.
Up in the northwest corner of the county.
Yeah.
So there's concerns.
And with the new tower, they're going to be able to, the sheriff's department is going to be able to have radio reception down on the river. So if they're doing search and rescue or if they're going to yeah. someone's aid that lives down by the river, they're not going to have communication. Sure. Where right now, they don't. And a lot of times, you don't have cell phone reception mm-hmm. down there. And that's one of the things that the county is providing. Mm-hmm.
You've seen the board and how they're handling some economic development related things. A lot of the times it's when it comes up to them and things like that, and then they act on putting together a plan like this. Comfortable with that? Would you like to see a little more effort put into that? What's your thoughts there?
I think the county's doing a really good job on trying to bring development into the area without handing out a lot of special favors or anything to individuals or corporations mm-hmm. moving in. Like one of the good things that they're doing, and I'd like to continue, is like the disposition of unused assets.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks ago, we had an auction in the county at the supervisors meeting. The county had 8 acres down by Ledges that used to be a former gravel pit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows the last time that I've talked to that it pulled gravel out. It's been at least 10 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
So it's 8 acres that's not being used. There's a little bit of a hay field that they've been renting out, and I walked through it, and I don't know what they were getting for hay. It's nothing but rocks. I wouldn't want to bale it. I wouldn't want to go in through my baler. And the county sold it at auction 2 weeks ago. It brought $110,000.
They wanted a minimum 30.
The starting bid for seal bids was 30. And it brought $110,000 that someone from Boone County bought and is probably going to build a house down there, which is then going to be what, Jim?
That's going to be taxes.
It's going to be taxes.
Yeah.
So when the county owned it, it wasn't generating anything except a couple hundred dollars a year in rent. Now the county has $110,000 at its disposal to go into the general fund, and we got a taxable property.
Yeah. Those are, again, some of the things we're seeing out there. What about growth out in the county like that, residential growth out in the county? Do you have some concerns about being able to keep up with services, your public safety? I know that's one of the issues, fire protection, things like that. I know that.
Well, the fire protection, like Landis is building a new co-op west of Boxholm. And I think Ogden was concerned about their fire department being able to go service out there.
Yeah.
Well, people forget that Pilot Mountain has a fire department too.
Yeah.
Granted, they need some help in their equipment. My son's on the volunteer fire department there. But we do a pretty good job. But anytime you're going to expand out or sprawl out away from Boone or Madrid, the larger cities in the county, you're going to be not have immediate
You're putting pressure
emergency
on the,
response.
Yeah, putting pressure on the system.
But people know that when they move out there. And that's one of the reasons they move out there is they don't want to be right next to town.
Yep. If people want to find out more about your campaign, want to visit with you about it, what's the best way to go about making contact?
I do have a Facebook page. I believe it is Scott Longhorn for Boone County Supervisor.
Pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, find it, check it out, make contact with him if you want to visit too. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jim.